try not, like, this is a real good hack for all of you. And I do this a lot when I'm trying to figure out why I want something. Like, just relax for a minute. I know you're with me and you're on a Zoom, but just relax into this question. I want you to think about, it's nighttime and you're feeling your desire to eat. What do you like to eat?
Graham crackers.
Okay.
Chocolate
and graham crackers. All right. So I just want you to close your eyes. And all of you who eat at night, you can do this. And just take a big, deep breath. I want you to picture yourself sitting there and you're really wanting graham crackers and chocolate.
Okay.
And you're thinking, I need to relax. Just ask yourself, why? Why do I need to relax? Was there something about the day that was hard? Is there something about it that's just I don't like? Something that's not exciting? Like, what does your brain just start thinking about?
I guess it's because COVID has shut down our business.
Okay. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, we started a house remodel right before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a business where we seed pipeline right-of-ways.
Okay.
And when COVID hit and the oil industry suffered, our income went away.
Okay.
And so we weren't able to finish the remodel. So we're living in our RV right now.
Okay.
Which is fine. It doesn't bother me, but there are times like, okay, Christmas, we weren't able to decorate. There's no room to put up a tree.
Okay.
So, but I usually just, I go back and forth between, okay, I wish I could put up a tree and I really don't care.
Okay.
I think
let me ask you this.
Out of my stress.
Right. You may not be trying to relax from stress, but you may be trying to relax from things not being the way you want them to be.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you said your business is shut down from COVID?
Yeah.
What is your thinking about that? Is it like, this is an amazing opportunity to rebuild my life? Or is it like, that sucks? Or I wish it would like kick back up so we could be doing this. Like, what are your thoughts about that part?
That's definitely what it is. I wish we could get it going again.
So for a lot of you, this is not just COVID. I wish. Sounds very innocent. It's a very loaded, dirty diaper. All of you think right now, close your eyes again. Think, I wish something, like you come up with whatever it is you wish right now that's not happening, and we're not future selfing right now. We're wishing for something to be different than it is. So for a lot of us, we wish COVID was over. We wish we could have in-person camps again. We wish our business could operate the way we want it. We wish so-and-so would say these things to me. So whatever it is that you keep wishing for, just think on it for about 20 seconds. Now, open your eyes. How do you feel?
Terrible.
Terrible. That is, so if all day long, you're low level, wishing things were different, wishing I could put my tree up, and you may be saying, but, you know, but if at the core you have these wishes, you have low level terrible working all day long, it helps me relax. very often that nighttime eating isn't because the entire day is a shit show. It's not always obvious. It's little thoughts that we're just letting run under the radar as if they're just facts. Just state in the news. I wish it was different. But if it doesn't feel good or useful, it's not. So let me ask you this. Well, let me just say, first and foremost, I think you need to do some journaling on what you're wishing for, making sure that you're not just trying to feel better about something that you don't like. A lot of us are trying to slap happy thoughts on top of, I don't like this, so I'm just going to think different. Rather than, I need to understand why I'm not liking it. Because if for you, if you want to not like that your business is shut down, let's just do it. It's like, yeah, like, I'm solid. I don't like this part, and I understand that sometimes I'm frustrated and stuff by it, but I don't eat over it anymore. It's very different than just going through the day trying to catch old shitties and just think better without really solving what's going on. Because if all day long, if you're wishing for stuff and you're feeling terrible, low level, at night, you're going to be worn out. You're not going to be able to tell yourself all the amazing reasons why you're not going to eat.
This makes perfect sense because I lost 35 pounds in 2019 and I gained 10 in 2020.
Yeah. A lot of people did. And I just want to say to all of you who gained weight last year, cut yourself some slack. There is going to be no upside to beating yourself up over it. There's going to be no upside to thinking you should have been better or things should have been different, or that something's wrong. It's about understanding, of course I gained 10 pounds, because I'm now learning these new thoughts that came up because there was an unprecedented circumstance. All of you are human. You will have setbacks in life. That's the price we pay to breathe air and have the human experience. We're not guaranteed the easy road. We have a brain to figure out our road ahead of us as it unveils. So at night, though, from now on, two things I want you doing. I want you checking in with like, okay, I know that I want whatever's not on my plan. Am I willing to sit with this and not eat it, or am I not? If for the next few weeks I'm not willing to sit with it, even though you're pre-diabetic, if you're going to eat it anyway, I want you eating it consciously. So you can say like, I will have this only after I understand why I need to relax to begin with. And start finding all of that. Then if you want to eat it, you get to have it. I think that's the stage you're in. I don't think we need to just plan it and just eat it. I think what you're finding is that you can put it on your plan, give yourself the gift of knowing why you want it, then you can decide, do I still want it as bad as I thought I did?